I'm gonna take you fishing, honey. You're gonna love it. Gonna get up before the sun rise above us. Got a bamboo pole and a leaky boat.
You're back with Northwestern Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. We're taking you to Belgrade, Montana. That is the home of Wilderness Adventures Press. They just came out with a brand new book, and if you are a trout angler, you are going to love it. It's called The Fly Fisher's Guide to Southwest Montana's Mountain Lakes. We've got the author with us today. His name, Josh Bergen. Josh, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks, John. Thanks for having me.
Josh, this is your very first published book. You've worked at Wilderness Adventures Press for a while now. As a matter of fact, you helped me publish my book back in 2009, but to have one of your own, that's a great accomplishment. What are folks going to find in there in terms of how many pages, illustrations, maps, that sort of thing?
Yep. Well, it's about 350 pages, a little more than that. I tried to cram as many photos as I could in there. It's black and white, unfortunately, but there are a few color plates in it. It's got over 50 maps that show where the mountain ranges are within the state, and then it shows within each mountain range where the lake is relative to nearby towns and the other lakes, and then it's got an individual trail map for every lake that's covered primarily that shows the trailhead and the lake. So it's got the maps are really a strong selling point for these books.
I'll be honest with you, Josh. Fishing mountain lakes for trout is one of the favorite things in the world for me to do. Got to head up to Lost Lake in the Beartooth last year and had a great hike there and caught a really nice cutthroat that was like 16, 18 inches long. But let's talk about your favorite day hike when it comes to mountain lake fishing. Where do you like to go to catch a lot of fish of good size?
Well, there's a few places you can go, and I should say that this book covers from the Absorca Range to Idaho, so it's about 9 or 10 ranges, but not the Beartooth, but it starts at the Absorca Range, right south of Livingston there. One of my favorite day hikes to really good mountain lake fishing is in the Gallatin Range, in the southern Gallatin Range, called Ram's Horn Lake. Gary LaFontaine wrote about it a little bit. It's a pretty decent hike. It's about 6.5 miles, but it's a really nice hike. You go through what's called the Gallatin Petrified Forest, where there's lots of petrified wood along the trail. You'll definitely find some. And the lake is absolutely gorgeous. Aquamarine water right below some peaks, and it's got cutthroat in it. It's a self-sustaining fishery, so it's got cutthroat of all sizes, but they get up to about 20 inches there. If you're there at the right time of year, you can see them spawning in the Outlet Creek, which is Buffalo Horn Creek, and they're tough. The big ones are tough to catch, like they are in the valley bottoms. The big fish are still tough to catch up high. But so it's a challenging fishery, but you can catch plenty. They're beautiful fish. So that's definitely at the top of my list for a good day hike to great fishing.
Oh, I can see why. That sounds like an incredible adventure. So let's talk about easier day hikes, because some of your listening audience, like me, might be a little north of 40 and maybe isn't up for a 13-mile round tripper. What's an easy day hike to good mountain lake fishing you cover?
Yep. Well, I should say, too, I'm not particularly in shape or anything, but all these are doable, even for me. But anyhow, an easy day hike would be in the Gravelly Range, in the northern Gravelly Range. There's a series of lakes called the Axolotl Lakes, and they're actually in BLM land. They're not very high up, so you can get there early in the season and late in the season when a lot of the higher lakes are too cold to get to. And I think 4 of the 8 lakes up there have fish, but they have nice-sized cutthroat, Arctic grayling in a couple of them. One of the lakes has good-sized rainbows in it, and they're just, even the furthest lake is probably about a 2-mile hike on an old gravel two-track. Real easy. It's not too taxing or steep, and the fishing is really, really good.
So, Josh, where is the Gravelly Range? I'm not familiar with that range. What's the closest town?
Well, Ennis is right there. Ennis is just about on the, let's see, the northeast end of the Gravelly Range, and the Gravelies go all the way down to Red Rock Lakes National Wildlife Refuge. The east side of the Gravelies is the Madison River Valley.
Well, I think you just found another place I'm going to have to go to in the near future. Now, let's make it really easy, because some of our listeners, they're just not in a position to really hike at all. Any drive-to lakes you cover that are in the mountains there for folks to fish at?
Yep, there's quite a few, actually. A good one, it's pretty well-known and it's a pretty busy place, but it's Highlight Reservoir. It's near Bozeman, just about 30 miles south, and that's a place you can catch both cutthroat and grayling, and it actually has some pretty good-sized grayling in there, the biggest in the region. They get to about 20 inches there, and they're not uncommon from 16 to 17 inches. And there's one other set of lakes that I should mention that's drive-to lake. It's in the Tobacco Roots, which is just northwest of Ennis, just north of the Gravelly Range. It's called the Branham Lakes, and these are drive-to lakes that you get to through Sheridan, Montana, which is on the Jefferson River Valley side. But these are lakes you can drive on a nice gravel road to get to, and they're at almost 9,000 feet, and they're absolutely gorgeous. It's really high elevation that you can actually drive all the way up to. And there's a trailhead there that gets you to some other lakes even higher up. But just for if you don't want to spend any time hiking, these are great lakes. They have the fishing isn't particularly noteworthy, but they do have brook trout in them that are pretty easy to catch. So you'll definitely catch some fish there. So.
You know, again, I love fishing in Montana because, number one, you got a legitimate shot at grayling, which you generally don't have. Outside of Idaho's got some good grayling lakes, but Oregon has zero. I know Wyoming's got some good ones, too. But you've got great cutthroat lakes. Again, you've got rainbows. You got brookies. You're a fly angler. And if you could only take one fly to these lakes, what's your go-to fly when it comes to fishing for trout? And same question for grayling.
Well, it might be the same fly for both, and if I got to narrow it down to one, it's going to be a flying ant pattern. Basically, anyone will work anytime you can get to these lakes. And one pattern in particular that I really like is Bloom's Parachute Flying Ant. It just never fails. Well, I shouldn't say never, because never say never, but it's just a terrific fly. I caught so many fish on that, and if I could only fish one fly, that'd be it.
Do you ever fish a royal wolf? Because I have found the cutthroat seems to go crazy over that imitation. I think it just torques them off, for lack of a better word.
Yeah, you know, I fished that pattern, but not for years and years. I've got so many others that I go to before that one, and I have no doubt that it works really well, but that is not on my short list, actually.
And when it comes to fly fishing mountain lakes, do you prefer to fish dry flies, or do you prefer to fish streamers or nymphs?
Well, I prefer to fish dry flies just because that, in my opinion, is more exciting. There are times when the fish get picky or just won't rise, and then you've got to go subsurface, and then it's my go-to for that is just a woolly bugger and a scud.
And the last question I've got for you, when it comes to mountain lakes, I know my experience is a lot of times you've got to get out there. So if you don't have a float tube, it's tough with a fly rod to get your offering to where it needs to be. Do you ever use a spinning rod and a casting bubble to just really get it some distance out there? Or are you a traditionalist who just sticks with a fly rod?
I'm pretty traditionalist about this, but I will say my wife, who went with me on most of these adventures, has brought a spinning rod to a few of them, and she hooked her lures out there. But I'll also say that I found that she didn't have necessarily any better success than I did, just with my fly rod fishing close to the shore.
Well, we're not going to share that with your wife at all, because I don't want to get you into trouble. But Josh, let's talk about where folks can find a copy of this brand new book. Again, it's The Fly Fisher's Guide to Southwest Montana's Mountain Lakes. It's published by Wilderness Adventures Press. The author, again, Josh Bergen. Where can folks find this book?
Well, the easiest place to find it is just on Amazon. If you have a Prime membership, they'll ship it to you in 2 days, and they've got copies there already. So you can go to our website. It's just wildadvpress.com.
All right. So the best place to go is Amazon. Again, if you got a Prime membership, it's going to get to you in a hurry. It's going to get to you with no shipping fee either. The author, Josh Bergen, spelled B-E-R-G-A-N, the book, The Fly Fisher's Guide to Southwest Montana's Mountain Lakes. If you love heading into the mountains and catching trout, catching grayling, this book is for you. It's published by Wilderness Adventures Press, and it's available starting right now. Josh, congratulations again, and thanks for sharing this with us on Northwestern Outdoors Radio.
Thank you, John.
Gonna get up before the sun rise above us. Got a bamboo pole and a leaky boat. It ain't much, but if you bail, it'll float. I'm gonna take you fishing, honey. You're gonna love it.